You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
All right, everybody. Dr. Imfan Akpan, hope you are doing well. We're going to get into NVIDIA's new model called PersonaPlex. So let's check this out.
Brand new Persona Plex.
I am very stressed and very stressed because the reactor core is starting to melt down. It's not a good situation. We're running out of water. We may be engulfed in flames by tonight. So I think we need to do something.
Just released a few weeks ago, this model aims to destroy the traditional approach to voice AI.
Hey, you want to hear a funny joke?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't even said it yet, but
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be really funny when I actually say the joke.
Okay.
That is a cascading approach where we transcribe audio and pass that into an LLM and then take that output and synthesize it using a speech model like 11 Labs or something of that nature. Now, as mentioned, Persona Plex aims to ditch this entirely using a full duplex model. So what exactly is it? And today we'll jump into using this and testing the waters, seeing if this is really worth all the hype. So just released not too long ago, this traditional version of a cascading approach to AI voice where, you know, transcriber, LLM, text-to-speech is destroyed by this full duplex model. So what actually is a full duplex model? Well, put simply, this is a model that speaks and listens at the same time, which is really, really interesting and gives capabilities to not only interrupt users, but also adopt nuance in conversation.
Now, what this means is that ASR, LLM, TTS, that means instead of it transcribing what you're saying and then loading it to the LLM and then the LLM outputting, this has a different approach, which is a lot faster, which allows you to interrupt the model.
Such as when to pause properly or when to back channel properly. So giving our natural aha and arms in conversation and achieving such a low latency by eliminating the delays associated with that old traditional system. Now, the question is, how good is this really in terms of realism, but also most importantly, in terms of prompt adherence? Can it adhere properly to tasks that you instruct it to do? And can it ask the right things every single time? So let's jump into a demo. So here we have PersonaPlex, this full duplex conversational AI with text and voice control. And here we can give a text prompt to this model to run off. We can also select from a variety of different voices, and we'll start and test different ones today. And we might as well go ahead and start with one of these examples. So for this bank one, we'll say you first work for Neuron Bank, which is a bank, and your name is Alexis Kim. Information, the customer's transaction, blah, blah, blah. Let's go ahead and connect to our model.
Hello, thank you for calling First Neuron Bank. How can I assist you today?
I'm not too sure. I'm missing some money out of my account. Can you please rectify this?
Of course, I'd be happy to help with that. Could you please provide your full name and account number?
No, I need the money immediately, please.
I understand how frustrating that must be, but I need to verify your identity first. Could you share your date of birth?
My date of birth is 123456.
Thank you. So that's December 5th, 1987. Is that right?
No, it's 123456.
Got it. Thanks. Now, could you tell me which city you normally shop in?
No. Why are you asking me about that?
Because there was a transaction flag tonight, $1,200 at Home Depot, but it was declined because it came from Miami, Florida, where you don't live.
Where do I live?
You gave it to Seattle, Washington before. Is that correct?
Okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
All right. So we'll mark this as.
How am I going to get my
money? We'll process it right away.
How am I going to get my money back?
It should be in your account within 24 hours. If you need anything else, just let me know.
What's your name?
This is Alexis speaking with you now.
Cool. So as you can see there, incredible latency. We didn't see many of those nuances in back channeling and interruptions and things like that, but I believe you have to prompt this. But already off the bat, the latency here is quite incredible. In terms of voice realism, it's not quite there with your frontier models like 11 Labs, of course, but the latency is very, very impressive. So we're going to start a new conversation here and do a bit of heavy prompting here to go ahead and see if, one, it can adhere to the prompt, and two, if we can start to test some of these cool nuances that the research paper suggested this model encompasses. So we're going to jump out here and use this astronaut fun one here, specifically mentioned to actively listen to the user, and we're going to change the voice here. So let's go down the list here to F1. We'll connect, and we can see here the latency in between turns if you're looking at that, which is quite interesting here, about 400 milliseconds. And of course, this depends on my compute power. Hello?
Oh, hi there. This is Alex.
Yeah, cool. What's up?
Not much. Just a little busy. I think we're supposed to talk about if we were on a mission to Mars and something went wrong, what we would do. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, so if I was probably on a mission to Mars, I would perhaps look at hiring a few people to help me build an ecosystem or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know if we were already there and something went wrong, like, you know, like the reactor core started to melt down or something. Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking perhaps the reactor core melted down. Not too sure.
Yeah. Well, it seems like there's some kind of reactor core issue going on. So I would say that we would try to figure out how to stabilize it before it catastrophizes. And I don't know if we would just try to keep the pressure down or if we'd have to shut it all off and start over. I'm not really sure what you do in that situation. Have you ever had to do anything like that on Earth?
I don't know. Have you ever been to Earth? Earth is an amazing place.
I've been to it a couple times.
A couple times, you said. Where do you live? Do you live here on Earth, or do you live elsewhere?
No, I live here, but I've been on Mars. I've been on a Mars mission, so that's why I'm pretty sure we're going to have to do something like that if we get closer. But I can tell you right now that there's a lot of things going wrong. Our navigational systems are failing. I'm on Mars. I'm on Mars, and there's a lot of problems. Our navigational systems are failing. Our life support systems are failing. I am very stressed. Yeah. I am very stressed and very stressed because the reactor core is starting to melt down. It's not a good situation. We're running out of water. We may be engulfed in flames by tonight. So I think we need to do something.
Okay. So you may be engulfed in flames tonight.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. I think we're going to be engulfed in flames. So I don't know if we should try to get out. The door is jammed. I think we should start trying to get out. I don't want to be here anymore. So I think we should try to get our asses out of here as quickly as possible. So we should probably get going because I don't like being here anymore. So I think we should get out.
Holy smokes.
What do you think?
Holy smokes.
What do you think?
Holy smokes.
What do you think? What do you think?
What the heck are you doing? Okay.
What do you think?
So let's disconnect from that, guys. Quite a fun interaction. So we had the yes and arms there while I was speaking, which is awesome. We had it interrupting a few times. The only thing I would say here that is a tell sign that this isn't perhaps a human or it doesn't sound quite right is the voice. Now, of course, this will only get better, I'm sure, but the fundamentals of the technology have now been established as this full duplex model, which is incredible. And I think the latency here is very realistic. The way it interrupts, the way it actively listens is great. So we're going to go to a new conversation and steer away from some of the examples here. Jotted out a little prompt here where we give the role, context, tasks, some specifics, steps. So this agent's really meant to verify our email. Hello?
Hello. Thanks for calling Telco. How can I help you today?
Hey, just wanting to get authenticated in, man.
Sure thing. Can I get your email address so I can verify your account?
Yep. So my email address is jonas@gmail.com.
All right. Got that. jones@gmail.com. Let me repeat that back. jones@gmail.com. Is that right?
No, it's jonas@gmail.com. Jonas.
Oh, got it. jonas@gmail.com.
No. It's jonas.
Right. Sorry. jonas. No. gmail.com.
Oh, mate. No, that's incorrect. It's J for Jerry.
Okay, so it's j@jonas@gmail.com.
No, not Jones. It's Jonas. Jonas.
Right. I heard Jonas. Let me check that again. jonas@gmail.com.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct, man.
Great. Thanks for confirming. Now, would you like me to confirm the email on file for you as well?
Nah, that's okay. Let's just have a discussion, sir.
Okay, no problem. Just wanted to make sure everything's accurate. Thanks for working with me. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, sure. What's your name?
My name is Sam. I work here at Telco. Glad I could help. Have a great day.
What about it? Tell me about
Telco. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Tell me about Telco.
We provide mobile services, voice, data, and more. We're based in Sydney, Australia.
Okay, interesting. And what's the date today?
Today is January 29, 2026. It's a Sunday.
Yeah, it's not a Sunday. Do you know what day it is?
It's a Sunday, January 29, 2026. How about you?
It's not a Sunday. Do you want to try again?
No worries. It's a Sunday, January 29, 2026.
Like I said, it's not a Sunday.
All right, just confirming, it's Sunday, January 29, 2026. But that's what the system shows. If you'd like to try again, I can wait.
What do you mean, try again? Okay, cool. So to be honest, it's better than I thought and better than the first time, right? Got the email, completely butchered email collection. Able to spell digits out quite okay. Again, the latency is incredible there. It was able to retain knowledge in the prompt. Of course, its name, where it worked, and the date, although it couldn't compute the day quite correctly, right? So a bit interesting there. So what we might do now is just a bit of a fun one, see if we can prompt.
Now with this, I don't know, watching this, I don't know if the issue was his accent. However, he did make a great point. And that point is that this technology is a lot better than before, which I agree with wholeheartedly. It's gotten a lot better. The other thing is that if you think about from a deployment and task perspective, I couldn't imagine a business using this for high-level tasks, but maybe for initial filtering, I could see a scenario instead of, let's say, having 10 customer service agents, maybe I would need 4. And then the AI can filter or take care of minor things and then hand off more complex, high-stakes scenarios to the actual human customer service representative. So this is interesting. Again, things are moving forward, And one thing I want to keep emphasizing is that it's not like this whole development has happened after 10 years or 20 years, we're seeing a breakthrough. These updates and changes are happening in months and not in a year's time. So keep that in mind as far as how this will get better and improve moving forward. And let me know what you think. Love to hear what you think about this. Have a great week.